Welcome. This is James Corbett of The Corbett Report with your eye-opener report for BoilingFrogsPost.com. Every time we see a systemic failure, such as the 2008 collapse of Lehman Brothers and subsequent market panic, the inevitable question is, what is the government going to do about it? Just as inevitably, the answer is that the government will pass more legislation or even give more power to the very regulators who failed so signally to stop the crisis from occurring in the first place. The assumption is that the regulators are the defenders of the public interest, and that they only need more money and authority to properly fulfill their mandate. Quite the contrary. The pattern that has emerged over decades of experience is by now undeniable. The regulators that are designed to oversee the system are not just inept, but actually complicit in the creation of the crises themselves, safe in the knowledge that no matter how spectacularly they fail, their budgets will continue to increase, and their leaders will continue to be praised as defenders of the public interest. Nowhere is this more apparent than in the realm of financial regulation. Famously, when the Securities and Exchange Commission was created in 1934, President Roosevelt tapped Joseph Kennedy, a man who did business with mobsters and bootleggers and made his fortune in inside trading on the stock market, as its first chairman. When asked why he appointed an admitted Wall Street crook to run the SEC, Roosevelt quipped, "Takes one to catch one." Sadly, the idea of putting criminals in charge of regulating the criminals has never fundamentally changed. Beginning in 2000, financial fraud investigator Harry Markopoulos began alerting the SEC that Bernie Madoff's wealth management business was in fact a Ponzi scheme, but he was ignored by the commission. Over the next 8.5 years, his continued efforts to blow the whistle were repeatedly dismissed by the SEC. As Markopoulos himself testified in 2009 over the Madoff scandal, he gift-wrapped and delivered the largest Ponzi scheme in history to the SEC, but they did nothing whatsoever to stop it. After it came to light, it was revealed that Madoff's niece had married one of the SEC compliance officials who had found no problems at the firm in 2005. In 2009, the SEC admitted in a FOIA response that it had destroyed the records of their investigation into the 9/11 insider trading scandal. The next year, the Dodd-Frank Act, intended to clean up the financial industry in the wake of the Lehman Brothers collapse, actually provided the SEC with exemptions from providing documents under FOIA. In April of 2010, former Goldman Sachs trader Andrew Maguire blew the whistle on manipulation of the gold and silver markets by JP Morgan and HSBC. Despite providing the Commodities and Futures Trading Commission with detailed information on how the manipulation was taking place, and even correctly predicting a manipulation event in an email to the CFTC 2 days before it took place, the CFTC has not pursued any criminal action in the case. One of the most startling testimonials comes from Richard Grove, a former software salesman for Legato EMC Corp. In the wake of the Tyco, Enron, WorldCom accounting scandals, his company was selling compliance software that was supposed to help companies meet reporting requirements introduced in the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002. When he discovered that the software actually helped clients perform the very fraud it was supposed to be preventing, Grove went to the SEC to blow the whistle. Not only did the SEC threaten him with arrest for attempting to blow the whistle on the scam, they later purchased the very software with the fraudulent backdoor that Grove had warned them about for their own accounting use. In 2010, Divergent Films released the film 2020 Hindsight, Censorship on the Frontline, detailing Richard Grove's remarkable whistleblowing experience, and how the SEC is in fact engaged in the same fraud and abuse as the financial institutions they are supposed to be regulating. You've been watching an excerpt of this week's Eye-Opener Report. To continue watching the report, please log into BoilingFrogsPost.com.